This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Efforts to get desperately needed humanitarian aid toward Iraq's northern Gaza gained momentum Wednesday, with the European Union increasing pressure for the creation of a sea route from Cyprus to Gaza, and British Foreign Minister David Cameron saying that Israel's allies were losing patience. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Children and adults huddle desperately around a pot at a street kitchen in Beit Lahia in northern Gaza. Hunger has ravaged this part of the enclave, with one in six children younger than 2 years old suffering from acute malnutrition, according to the UN. Aid groups have said it has become nearly impossible to deliver supplies within most of Gaza, mainly because of the difficulty of coordinating with the Israeli military, alongside the ongoing hostilities and the breakdown of public order. However, efforts to get aid in appear to be gaining momentum. The European Union has increased pressure for the creation of a sea route from Cyprus to Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. military confirmed a missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels on a commercial ship in the Gulf of Aden Wednesday killed three of its crew members and injured at least four. Gambrell has this report.
This has really disrupted global shipping. The Red Sea, the Gulf of Aden, and the Suez Canal that ultimately links onto Europe is crucial for energy shipments and cargo shipments. Now, the Houthis say they're going to continue these attacks until Israel stops its war on Hamas. The U.S. has been launching a series of airstrikes to try to degrade the Houthis' abilities to launch these attacks. But just in the last couple of days, these new attacks have shown that the Houthis are capable of continuing to launch these assaults, putting shipping at risk.
That was AP News Director Graham Bell explaining. This is VOA News. A leading South Sudanese academic and activist living in exile in the United States, Peter B.R. Ajak, has been charged in Arizona, along with a Utah man born in the African nation, Abraham Cholkech, on charges of conspiring to buy and illegally export millions of dollars worth of weapons to overthrow the government back home. The duo are expected to appear in a federal court in Phoenix, Arizona this Friday for the initial hearing. Declan Galvin, an American geopolitical risk and security analyst based in Nairobi, Kenya, discusses with me how Americans have reacted to the news of the duo's arrest and the seriousness of the charges they face.
This would be a very serious charge in the United States. And, you know, it carries a prison sentence of, you know, depending on the charge, at least 10 years. And it's something that the U.S. kind of considers serious, especially when you look at the allegation that they were attempting to buy automatic weapons, grenade launchers, and missile systems. These were military-grade weapons, and that kind of really increases the significance of this. I'm monitoring for more charges or allegations that that these two individuals violated what we call in the U.S. called the Neutrality Act. And the Neutrality Act basically says that it's unlawful for American citizens to take up arms against or plot against a nation which is at peace with the United States.
Peter B.R. Ajak fled to the U.S. with the help of the American government 4 years ago after he said South Sudan's president ordered him abducted or killed. Emergency visas were issued at the time to Ajak, now 40, and his family after they spent weeks in hiding in Kenya. He was most recently living in Maryland. A State Department spokesperson, Matthew Miller, responded to a large explosion that reverberated around the Ukraine port of Odessa as President Volodymyr Zelensky and Greece's prime minister ended a tour of the war-ravaged southern city.
I think the strike is yet another reminder of how Russia continues to strike Ukraine every single day. And it's a reminder of Ukraine's need for air defense interceptors. And it's a reminder that the United States Congress needs to take action, as we have called on them to do, to support Ukraine in its fight against Russian aggression.
Analysts say Europe's central bank says inflation on the continent is receding, but a cut in interest rates from a record high 4% is not going to happen at Thursday's central bank meeting. And it may even have to wait until summer. Nabil Biagio, VOA News.